morning, a professor of philosophy stood in front of his class with some items on the table in front of him, and without a word, he picked up a large empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with rocks about 2 inches in diameter. He then asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. So the professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles, of course, rolled into the open areas between the rocks. He then asked the students again if the jar was full, and they agreed it was. The professor picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. He then asked once more if the jar was full. The students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced 2 cans of beer from under the table and proceeded to pour their entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand, and the students all laughed. "Now," said the professor as the laughter subsided, "I want you to recognise that this jar represents your life. The rocks are the important things, your family, your partner, your health, your children, things that if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, your car, and the sand is everything else, the small stuff of life. If you put the sand first into the jar," he continued, "there's no room for the pebbles or the rocks, and the same goes for your life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are important to you. So pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Take care of the rocks first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand." One of the students raised her hand and inquired what the beer represented. The professor smiled and said, "It's to do with the spiritual things."